May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be always acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I got a new vacuum cleaner this week. I love it. It's battery operated and you can clean the whole house on one charge. No more messing around with cords. So easy and convenient. It was designed to be that way, designed to help me be a more efficient person who can effortlessly clean the floor and then move on to another technology-assisted task. Alexa, I'll have that cup of coffee now. Thank you very much. I was still riding the wave of new product euphoria when I sat down to start studying our gospel this morning. And as I read the text multiple times, I started to get an uneasy feeling about my vacuum cleaner. Don't worry, we're still friends. But what started to get under my skin was the role that convenience plays in my life. Because there's an invitation in the story of Jesus' cleansing of the temple. There's an invitation to examine how convenience can distance us and even separate us from our worship of God, which is our life's work. In case you're now wondering if you missed the line in the text about vacuum cleaners, it's not there. But when Jesus drives out the money changers and animal sellers, he is pushing out a huge convenience for all the worshipers who would come to the temple in order to fulfill their religious duties. The animals that were being sold for sacrifice. Just like in our urban areas today, city dwellers in ancient times were more separated from the land than their agrarian counterparts in the hinterlands. If they didn't have space to raise their own animals, no problem. They could buy them at the temple. And if a person did have their own animal but was traveling far to reach the temple, they wouldn't have to bring the animal on the long journey. No fussing with ropes or cages as you bring your animal along. No cords to fiddle with. You just buy your animal at the temple and it's all taken care of. The money changers were also at the temple for the convenience of the worshipers. By religious law, temple goers were meant to pay a temple tax of a half shekel. In those days, there were lots of different coinages floating around. Some coins, like the Roman denarii and the Attic drachma, bore imperial or pagan portraits on them, and these were not permitted to be used in the temple. People bearing these coins would have to exchange them for shekels, which were religiously appropriate. But you don't have to go hunting around for an exchange bureau before going to the temple, or haul an animal on a long journey before coming for sacrifice. You could get it all there at the temple. Everything's right there, so easy and convenient. And it's into this scene that Jesus enters. And he says, no. He drives out the businesses. Don't make my Father's house a place of business. Businesses deal in convenience. And businesses make many things possible. A business sold you the computer you're using to worship together this morning. Thank God for those businesses. Thank God for the technology that exists to keep us connected during this pandemic. Jesus doesn't trash the notion of commerce, but by pushing this particular kind of commerce out of the temple, this commerce of bringing convenience to the ritual of making offerings to God, he does invite us to consider the kind of relationship that we have to the offerings we give to God. When you buy your offering animal at the temple, there's pretty much no relationship. And when you breezily switch one coin for another at the temple to pay the tax, the possibility is minimized of really tuning in and remembering the reasons why a portrait of the emperor doesn't really belong in the temple. We need to take our time when it comes to worship. We need to go slow when we're approaching God. Nowadays, we don't offer sacrifices. Our worship itself is our offering to God. Our very lives are our offerings. This is why Jesus speaks of his body as the temple. And since Jesus is teaching us how to be human with the example of his life, this means our bodies are temples too. Our bodies are the place where our worship happens, which means that what we do with our time, the beauty we make with our thoughts, with our words, with our deeds, these are our offerings to God. So what's wrong with my vacuum cleaner? Nothing per se. In fact, I'm in a new way glad for its presence, not just for its convenience, but for the way it can now regularly remind me to question how convenience might be disconnecting me from my life, from my worship. Convenience offers the temptation to get through tasks rather than to savor them as opportunities to be mindful and prayerful. Life becomes a challenge to see how much I can get off my to-do list in one day with a lot of convenience. How much can I pack in? So that what? So that I can finally rest? So that I can finally sit down and pray? So that I can finally take time to go for a walk and be in awe and wonder of God's magnificence? These opportunities exist at every moment. And we can only see that if we're moving slowly enough to remember. Jesus wants us to be connected to our lives so that we can see the sacred gift of life in every instance. Our grateful response to that sacred gift is our offering. The way you respond will be particular to you, and that's your unique gift to the world. Too much convenience makes us forget to respond because we're not even living in the moment we're in. We're getting things done instead of really doing them with full awareness. And if there's no response, no response of gratitude, there's no offering. The vacuum cleaner is still on the wall in our pantry. And across from it hangs a broom that we bought in the Selkirk region of Canada. It's beautiful, with a birch handle and broom corn bristles. This morning, I took it down from its hook and I admired it. I brushed it lightly against the floor and admired the soft whistling sound like wind through tall grass. With my vacuum cleaner over here kind of coaching me on, I realized this handle was once a tree. These bristles were once a field in bloom. They spread out across the floor, and lo and behold, I saw that the floor came from trees in a forest somewhere, orphaned now under my feet. All around me, all these elements, earth in my hands in the form of the broom, warm air conditioned in my lungs, water flowing in the sink, fire in my stove. So miraculous. How can we live lives that are worthy of all this convenience? What can we give back to God in gratitude for that which we are taking so voraciously from the life of the rest of creation, sometimes mindlessly sucking the life out of our forests and our seas? Jesus invites us to question the place of our conveniences in the temples of our lives, to embrace slowness, to welcome inefficiency, to wake up into the intricate web of life, of which we're only the tiniest of parts. Then we can really begin to repair the damage we're doing. Amen.